You're listening to the Legally Balanced Podcast, episode 20. Welcome to the Legally Balanced Podcast. I'm Ari Alvarez, a partner at an AmLaw 100 firm. As a diverse attorney, I have faced unique experiences in my career development journey. Now, I want to share what I have learned with you. Every week on Legally Balanced, I'll share practical career advice to tip the scale in favor of diverse attorneys, and I will do it in bite-sized bits, perfect for your busy life. This is the Legally Balanced Podcast. Hi there. Thank you for joining me today. This is the sixth episode of our series on the path to partnership. And in today's episode, we will talk about certain traits or conditions or situations that usually give a candidate an edge over other candidates for partnership. Because it is highly likely that there will be multiple attorneys being considered for partnership at your firm the same year that you are being considered for a promotion. And it is also highly probable that those other candidates will have impressive credentials and that they will have great evaluations and that they will likely satisfy most of the requirements for a promotion that have been set by your firm. So what can you do to distinguish yourself? How can you set yourself apart from the rest? In today's episode, we will talk about some things that you can do that can give you an edge over other candidates that are up for promotion at your firm.
Introducing the brand new QuadPod Podcast Network. At QuadPod, we have a variety of podcasts that are as unique as you. When you visit quadpod.com, you'll see our shows listed by category, as well as average episode length. Find a new podcast at qodpod.com. The QuadPod Podcast Network. That's qodpod.com.
Hi again. So let's dig a bit deeper into which factors can give a candidate an edge when they are being considered for partnership. Something that can give you an edge, and that we have discussed here before, is to have a niche or expertise. As we have previously discussed in other episodes, lawyers who have an expertise, particularly in a technical area of the law, will likely be highly valued by their firms. If your firm needs your expertise, and not a lot of people have it, then your firm will likely want to retain you. And that desire to keep you on board may be an advantage when you are being considered for a promotion. So think about your practice. Do you have an area of expertise? If you do, is it in a practice area that is important to the firm and to the firm's clients? If your area of expertise is not that relevant to your firm, is there some other area where you have some expertise or exposure that is more relevant? If so, can you expand your work in this other area of the law? But what if you don't have an area of expertise at all? In this case, you can also think about the work that you have done in the past and any prior experiences that you have, either inside or outside the practice of law, and think about whether any of them relate to any practice area in which your firm practices. If they do, then consider whether you can get any work in that practice so that you can start developing an area of expertise. Similar to having expertise in a particular area of law, it can also be an advantage if you have in-depth knowledge of a specific industry. Examples of this can be the aviation industry, or the healthcare industry, or the hospitality industry. If you work regularly with clients in a particular industry, you will likely learn the lingo of that industry, and you will become familiar with their culture and their inner workings. You will know who the big players are in that industry. You will also likely have insight into the products or services that they provide, and the manner in which businesses in that industry operate. You will become familiar with the common issues and challenges that businesses in that industry face. That will make you valuable to the clients in that industry, because your insight into their environment will better equip you to understand their needs quickly and to find solutions to their problems quickly. If the clients in that industry that you have come to know well are important clients of the firm, then the firm will want you around so that you can handle the matters for those clients. And that is something that will carry weight when the firm is evaluating your candidacy. Understanding the business and industry of important clients can definitely help you stand out from others who are also aspiring to a promotion. If you want to expand your knowledge in a particular industry, you can consider getting on multiple matters for clients in that industry so that you can become familiar with the issues and the controversies that they commonly face. You can also attend events hosted by groups or associations within that industry. You can also read articles or journals that discuss recent events in that industry or that address legislative or regulatory changes in that industry. All of these things can help you become more knowledgeable in the industry and therefore more valuable to the clients that your firm has within that industry. And this in turn can give you an edge in your promotions process. Another factor that gives candidates an edge is having a large book of business. If you have developed a book of business and are regularly bringing in new clients and new matters, you will have an edge over lawyers who don't. And there are many reasons for that. First of all, you will be showing your firm that you make financial sense for the firm because you have the ability to bring in work. Second, by having your own clients and bringing in your own work, you are less dependent on others giving you work, which is always a good thing. And finally, firms know that lawyers that have a decent book of business are more marketable and more attractive to competing firms. So they will likely want to make sure that you're happy within the firm, and promoting you may be the way in which they keep you happy and keep you there. If you want to hear more about business development strategies, check out the second series of this podcast, specifically episodes 8 through 14, which are focused on business development skills and strategies. So something else that can give you an edge is working on high-profile matters. And one of the reasons why this can be helpful is that by working on high-profile matters, you gain exposure and name recognition within your firm. If the results in that high-profile matter are positive, you will be linked to that positive result. People making partnership decisions who would otherwise not know who you are may have become familiar with you and with your name because of your association with these important matters. So when your candidacy is being discussed, the decision makers that are determining if you will be promoted may be positively influenced by your participation in high-profile matters and by any positive results obtained in those matters. Something else that can give you an edge is working with a strong group or with influential partners within the firm. Law firms usually want the partners who bring in a lot of work and who have large books of business to be happy and to stay with the firm. If you work in one of these groups, or if you work with strong influential partners and you become the go-to person for these groups or partners, then these influential people will likely want to support you and promote your candidacy. And the firm will likely want to keep these strong groups and these influential partners happy by promoting the candidates that they endorse. So it would be beneficial to get on matters with influential groups and influential partners and to do excellent work for them so that you can get their buy-in and their support for your candidacy. Something else that can be very helpful as well is to build relationships within your firm. People are more likely to make favorable decisions with respect to individuals that they know, like, and trust. So you should try to work with as many partners as you reasonably can within your group or team so that they can get to know you and so that they become acquainted with the type of work that you produce. But you should also go beyond your group or your team. Try to get staffed on matters with important partners or with partners who participate in the promotions process, even if they're not in your group or your team. Besides working with these partners on matters, you can also try to develop relationships with them in other ways. For example, you may be able to participate in a firm committee or in other non-billable or administrative projects where these partners also participate. You may want to help in a nonprofit where they are on the board, or you may want to collaborate on any other charitable activities that are important to these partners. You should be on the lookout for opportunities, billable or not, where you can develop relationships with influential persons within your firm. And having those relationships could have a positive effect on your candidacy. And last but not least, having mentors within the firm can give you an edge. Successful attorneys often rely on mentors to help them avoid the landmines that are present at every firm. Mentors can provide information on the partners you work with so that you're aware of what they like, what they dislike, prior issues they have had with other attorneys, among other things. Mentors can tell you whether certain traits or habits that you display are not consistent with the firm's culture and could cause you to develop a bad reputation. Mentors can tell you which partners are influential and whether you should be trying to work with them. Mentors can be the ones to share with you those unspoken rules that we discussed in our prior episode. Mentors can also provide you information on the partnership process and the decision makers, which you would not otherwise have access to. Mentors can also help connect you with the persons in the firm that you want to work with or that you want to meet. In essence, mentors can be an invaluable source of information. They can help you navigate your firm. They can help you understand firm culture, and they can help you avoid the pitfalls that often derail an attorney's career path. So attorneys who have good mentors will have an edge over attorneys who do not have mentors. So these are some of the things that can give a candidate an edge during the partnership process. I hope this has been helpful. Please check our show notes for a link to a worksheet that you can use to work through the items that we have discussed today.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Legally Balanced Podcast. For additional information on how to boost your career and to download our show notes and other resources, visit us at podcast.legallybalanced.com. You can follow us on Facebook at Legally Balanced and on Instagram at Legally Balanced LLC, or join our LinkedIn group, Career Development for Lawyers.